Come before you this afternoon, certainly giving all honor, all praise to Almighty God, who's the head of my life and mine. Recognizing my pulpit associates, Reverend McMillan, Mr. Riley, my lovely wife, musician, and my beautiful, beautiful church family. It's an honor, a privilege, as always, an awesome, awesome, awesome responsibility to stand before you and profess the word of God. Let us go to God in prayer. Speak, Lord. Speak, Lord. Someone is waiting. Someone is anticipating.
Oh, yes, yes.
Someone is in need of a word. Someone needs to hear from on high. Use me, Lord. Use me, Lord, as I come to you, as humble as I know how, Lord. Hide me behind your cross, Lord, that no one will see me, but they will hear from you, Lord.
Oh, yes.
Speak, Lord. Speak, Lord, for someone needs this word this morning.
Come on then.
Someone is crying. Someone is confused and don't know which way to go or how to get where they're trying to go. Speak, Lord. Lord, I present myself to you as a useless vessel, Lord. Until you enter me and use me, Lord.
Use him, God.
Any way you see fit, Lord. Do with me as you wish. I present myself to you. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Thank you, Lord. Listening to Reverend McMillan this morning. She was saying that she's in my study sometimes. Know what God's going to tell me. Yeah, I hope he told you, because he didn't give it all to me this time. And I say that in all honesty, because from the time she walked in this morning, the Sunday school, the song that she had, I realized this. She had a better idea of where God was going to take me than I did. Certainly I studied and I knew where I was coming from, or principally where I was coming from. Between her opening Sunday school that way and the Sunday school lesson itself, I think I understand a bit better where we're supposed to go. So that being said, I want you to turn with me to 2 Chronicles. If you just turn to chapter 19, I'll just read a scripture or two out of that. Chapter 19, 2 Chronicles chapter 19. And it reads thusly, second verse. It says, and Jehu, the son of Hanani, the seer, went out to meet him and said to King Jehoshaphat, should you help the wicked and love those who hate the Lord. Therefore, the wrath of the Lord is upon you. Nevertheless, good things are found in you, in that you have removed the wooden images from the land and have prepared your heart to seek God.
Right.
Hallelujah. And maybe just turn over to chapter 20 and out of the scripture that was read this morning, if you would just go with me to verse 17. And it says, ye shall not need to fight in this battle. I'm going to say it again.
Okay, right now.
So ye shall not need to fight in this battle. Set your sails. Stand ye still. And see the salvation of the Lord with you.
All right.
O Judah and Jerusalem, fear not.
Fear not.
Nor be dismayed.
Yes.
Tomorrow go out against them. For the Lord will be with you.
Yes.
Hallelujah.
Yes.
Hallelujah. And we want to use as a topic this morning, you can't stand on sinking sand.
Right.
You can't stand on sinking sand. You know, ever since the anniversary, in Bible study, we've been talking about following the Lord.
Mm-hmm.
In fact, Bible study, the super topic has been, am I truly following Jesus?
And mm-hmm.
it connects with the Sunday school lessons that we've been having. Mm-hmm. It says, consider your ways. Check yourself out and see what you're really all about.
Yes.
You might be impressive to somebody.
Somebody
may think you all of that, but it really doesn't matter what other people think about you. It's what does God think about me? Am I living up to his standards?
Come on now.
And in this past week, we're discussing thankfulness.
Yes.
And one of the things that we did not cover was 2 Chronicles, the 20th chapter. And and I couldn't get it out of my mind. And then I realized what God was doing. He was carrying me to that place to study. That's what we had to understand. It said it was an example of thankfulness.
And, yes.
Yep. Come on.
So we went down and studied, because when I first glanced at that, thankfulness, what is he trying to get us to see?
But, yes.
You know, Romans 8:28 says, and we know.
Yes.
All things work together for good to them that love God.
Yes.
To them that are called according to his purpose.
Yes.
Philippians says to us, rejoice in the Lord.
Rejoice.
Always.
Always.
Yes. I say rejoice.
And again I say
rejoice.
Yes.
Let your moderation be known unto all men.
Yes.
The Lord is at hand. And it goes on to say, now be careful for nothing. In other words, don't be worrying and concerned and all twisted out of shape about. Just be careful for nothing, but in all things, by prayer and supplication with thanksgiving, let your requests be made known unto God. And the peace of God,
peace of God,
that peace that surpasseth all understanding,
yes,
shall keep your hearts,
yes,
and your minds through,
yes,
Jesus Christ. In other words, no matter what you're going through, no matter how tough it is, no matter,
yes,
what your situation,
yes,
is,
yes, yes, yes,
it might look bleak now, you know, don't see how you can get out of it. Say, Lord, I don't even see how you can do it, but the Lord says it's not your business seeing how I can do it. All you have to do is believe and hold on to God's unchanging hand through it all, and by faith,
yes,
expect God to show up.
Oh, yes. Oh, yes.
Hallelujah.
He's on time.
He's on time, God.
Yes.
Yes, he is.
Yes,
I know he is.
This morning, we're, as a thesis of this chapter, what do we expect to get out of it? That's what God gave me when I was going through this. What do we expect to get out of it? What's the premise that we'll come up with? How do we apply this to our lives? Simply this is three parts. Mm-hmm. It says if I obey God, and resolve to hold fast.
Mm-hmm.
In other words, I'm determined, mm-hmm, to do God's will.
Yeah.
So if I obey God and resolve to hold fast and do his will,
mm-hmm,
I can find rest.
Right. That's right.
Mm-hmm.
Rest. Right in the middle of the test, I can find rest.
Yes.
Right,
yes,
in the middle of it all, when,
yes,
when it all is against,
yes,
me, I can find rest.
Yes.
Thank you,
Lord.
It's
all right.
Hallelujah.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, King Jehoshaphat, he started out on the right road.
Yes, yes.
It's so easy for us to get on, be on the right road,
come
and,
on now,
and get sidetracked.
Yes, oh, yes,
yes, sir.
Oh, yes.
Yeah.
I know when I was coming along, when I was young, the old men down the park used to tell us it was a tree where the fellas hung out, and they were smoking. They was drinking wine and and sometimes we'd go down there and hang out. I wasn't old enough to be doing anything like that then, but I would hang out sometimes. Now, old men used to call that the shaky tree. I saw you today. I saw you hanging out. You were over there at the shaky tree. You need to stay away from the shaky tree. And I didn't understand what they were talking about. They were telling us to stay away from that shaky tree.
Yes.
They were trying to tell us that you can't stand on sinking sand. You need to have a foundation. You need,
yes,
to be around somebody going the right way. You don't need to be hanging out around that shaky tree.
Yes.
Yes.
Mm-hmm.
Yes.
Oh, God.
Yes.
Hallelujah.
Yes, sir.
See, that's what happened to old King Jehoshaphat. He went out and he even married into a shaky tree. And when old King Ahab, and you have to understand King Ahab, see, Ahab had said that I don't want no parts of God.
King Ahab and Rahab.
You have to see it, because when you just read the story, it don't look that bad, but you have to understand who Jehoshaphat was hanging out where he was down there at the shaky tree. So he was hanging out with King Ahab. Hallelujah.
Mm-hmm.
You see, if you look back in that Second Chronicles in chapter 20, in the very first verse, the A part of that, King James says, It came to pass after this. See, God's trying to tell us something. This is it. See, what we're going to talk about is when God did delivered him, but before he got his test.
Come on now.
Before God took him through something.
Yes.
He said, see, God's got to get you right when God's going to carry you through something. And you might think, you say, okay, I'm doing it right now. I'm in church. I'm doing my very best. Now I'm on the right road now. And many times when you get on the right road and you think you're doing everything right, then comes the test.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
Come on now.
So my Bible says it came to pass after this. See this threat that Jehoshaphat and his kingdom had, it came after he decided that I'm going to return to seeking God. After getting influenced by Ahab, I'm going to return to seeking God. And when God had taken it, he almost died out there, hanging out at the shaky tree with Ahab. Hallelujah. Listen to what 2 Chronicles said, 19:2. And Jehu, the son of Hanani, the seer, went out to meet him and said to King Jehoshaphat, should thou help the ungodly and love them that hate the Lord? He said, but nevertheless, God still knows who you are.
Yes, that's right.
Number one, what we need to do. Resolve to obey God's will. Resolve to do what God has directed you to do. Be thankful.
Thankful.
In all things.
Yeah. Come on there.
You hear me? I said, be thankful
in all things.
In all things. When you're going through trouble, when you're sick and you got pain in your body and you don't know which way to turn, be thankful for us. This is where God has you. If you're still holding on to God's unchanging hand, just resolve, I'm going to obey you through it all.
Regardless, whatever.
No matter what my situation or my circumstances seem to dictate, I will obey you.
Yes, sir.
Hallelujah. 2 Chronicles 20 and 10 says, and now behold, the children of Ammon and Moab and Mount Seir, whom thou wouldest not let Israel invade, when they came out of the land of Egypt, but they turned from them and destroyed them not.
Right.
Behold, I say, how they reward us to come to cast us out of thy possession, which thou hast given us to inherit. O our God, will thou judge them? For we have no might against this great company that cometh against us, neither know we what to do, but our eyes are upon thee.
Yes, sir. Hallelujah.
So, Lord, we're trying to do what you told us to do, and what is this that you're bringing against us? We got the enemies, the ones that you told us not to kill. You told us to leave them alive, but now they're coming to attack us.
Coming against us, Lord. What's going on?
You see, no matter how it may look,
that's right,
what things may seem,
yes,
when it's God who has engineered your circumstances.
Yes.
Hallelujah.
You see, if God put you in that mess that you in, watch now. I said, if God put you in there. See, some of us put ourselves in a mess.
All right now.
Want to blame God.
Want to blame God. But see, if God has engineered your circumstances, then there's no reason for you to worry.
Come on, Amen. Don't need.
All you got to do is have faith in God and don't worry about what God is going to do.
Yes, sir.
Just have your faith in God.
Oh, yes.
In God. Have faith in God. Hallelujah. Jehoshaphat found himself in a mess. He said, all of these other nations have gotten together and combined their forces and they coming down against me and we don't know what to do. We know it's more than we can handle.
Yes, sir.
Hallelujah. Said, Lord, I did good things for you. I'm seeking you. And as a Sunday school lesson pointed out this morning, said, sometimes good ain't good enough.
All right.
God says, I don't want your good stuff.
Yes.
I want your best stuff.
There it is.
Hallelujah. But see, Jehoshaphat knew enough about God to know that God's not going to mess up himself. He said, if he told us to leave these people, don't kill them. Let them remain there. It says something just don't seem right in you, God, if you let us leave them there and now they come back to kill us.
Yes.
Have you ever been in a mess, either you made it or God made it?
God's up to something.
But sometimes it takes another mess to get
That's
you out of your mess.
Yes.
All right. Hallelujah. You know, Spurgeon says that there's one thing about God. If he promised it, you can count on it.
Yes.
I've never seen God go back.
Yes.
Never.
On his promise.
Never.
So the second thing we need to do is to hold fast to our resolve.
Yeah, hold fast.
Be thankful in all things. I'm determined that I will do God's will.
Yes. Mm.
So hold fast
to
that resolve. Listen to the scripture. This scripture preaches itself. 15th verse in chapter 20 says, and he said, hearken ye, O Judah, and ye inhabitants of Jerusalem, and thou, King Jehoshaphat, thus saith the Lord unto you, be not afraid, nor dismayed by reason of this great multitude. For the battle is not yours, but God's. He goes on, he said, but tomorrow, he said, see, it's not going to all go away. It's not that it's not something real coming at you. I heard somebody this morning say, your pain is real. It's not that it's not real what's happening around you, but but the battle is not yours. It's the Lord's.
The Lord's.
He said, tomorrow go ye down against them. Behold, they come up by the cliff of Zeus, and you will find them at the end of the brook. Before the wilderness of Jeriel. But listen to this. He said, you should not need to fight.
You don't need to fight.
In this battle.
That's what he said.
You don't need to fight.
See, King James says, set yourselves.
Set yourselves.
If you look at New King James, he says, position yourselves.
Come on now.
And stand still. Let the Lord fight your battle for you. Fear not, nor
be
dismayed. Tomorrow go out against them, for the Lord will be with you.
Yes. Yes.
Hallelujah. Yes, you see, with God, all things are possible.
Oh,
yes.
Sometimes, in order for us to get to this, sometimes the Lord has to cause us to be in a situation.
Come on now.
Say something now.
Come on.
Sometimes he has to put us in a situation where you can't see your way out.
Come on, that's all right. Yeah.
situation where there is nothing that you can do.
Uh-huh.
Absolutely.
You ever been there? I can speak for me. Yes. When he puts you in that situation, where you realize that I'm helpless.
Yes.
Yes, sir.
I can't fight this battle, Lord. I don't know which way to turn. I don't see how I'm going to get out of this.
Yeah.
Hallelujah. He says, when you've done all you can.
Oh, yes.
When you've obeyed the Lord in every way. Yes. When you've done all that God told you to do, just stand still.
Yes.
Set yourself.
Yes.
Stand in position.
Yeah.
But don't be standing on sinking sand.
Yeah. All right now.
Yes.
See, so when he says stand still, sometimes stand still means that you have to step out.
Yes.
On faith.
There you go.
In other words, other times it means that you just need to actually stand still.
Yes.
Stop trying to run out in front of God.
Come on now.
Trying to figure out how God's going to do something.
Yes.
I can't get to it because I don't know how God can do it. It's just not logical.
All right.
Sometimes he tells you just to stand still.
Yes.
See God work. Like he did the Israelites, and he told them to stand still, and said, my back's up against the wall. Here's Pharaoh coming, and my back's up against the Red Sea. But he said, stand still.
Yes, sir.
And see and believe the salvation of Almighty God. If you can just get to where God wants to take you, then you can stand still in the midst of it all.
Yes.
Stand still. I'm resolved. God will fight my battle.
Yes.
If you can make the resolve, then you can find rest.
Oh, yes.
Right in the middle of all your trials and all of your circumstances, you can find rest.
Rest. Yes, Lord.
Hallelujah.
Thank you, God.
Let me tell you the story. You see, if you are thankful, you'll know how to humbly pray.
Yes, sir.
Right.
Yes, sir.
If you are thankful, right in whatever you are, you will thank the Lord.
Yeah.
If you are thankful, you will fully trust the Lord.
Yeah.
That's right.
If you are thankful, you will lift praises to the Lord. Right in the middle of trials and tribulations, you will praise the Lord.
Yes. That's right.
It's hard sometimes, isn't it?
It seems
like it's so hard sometimes to praise God right in the middle of a storm. But if you can just praise God and know that God's in charge.
Yes, sir.
Come on in.
Yes, sir.
Hallelujah. Jehoshaphat found himself in a pickle. He didn't know which way to go, but he knew how to pray.
Yes, sir.
Verse 12 says, O our God, wilt thou judge them? For we have no might against this great company that cometh against us. Neither know we what to do, but our eyes are upon you.
Your eyes on him.
You see, if you look at Jehoshaphat's prayer, he confesses right away that all power and all glory belong to Almighty God. He said, the God I serve can do anything.
Come on
now.
It's another thing he realized. He said, and we can do nothing. Hallelujah. He said, but you are our God.
Yes, sir.
That speaks of relationship.
Yes, sir.
It says your relationship with Almighty God.
Yes.
He said, and we are dependent on you.
Yes.
Hallelujah.
Yes, sir.
A humble prayer. Let me see if I can tell you what goes on here. I'm going to close. You see, verse 22 says now, when they began to sing and to praise the Lord,
yes.
Praise the Lord.
Yes.
The Lord set ambushes.
Yes.
Come on, man. Ambushes.
Let me see if I can describe it. If I can just see,
yes,
it was at least three nations coming up against Jehoshaphat.
Yeah,
it was at least three nations. They were all coming down on Jehoshaphat and his people in Judah. But God set one nation apart from the other two nations, and those two nations started attacking the third neighbor.
Yes.
Somebody said, well, why did that happen? Mm-hmm. He said, God only knows. God knew he set ambushes, and he had two nations to wipe out the one nation.
Yes.
And then again, because only God knows, they turn against each other.
Yes. 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 Mm-hmm. He orchestrated that. Come on now.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
No way out. Don't know which way to turn.
Uh-huh. Yeah.
Don't see how we're going to win this one.
Uh-huh.
But God turned it around.
Yes, he did.
He wiped the problem out. And it was not logical the way that he did.
Uh-huh.
But it said when Judah looked out on the field, all they saw was bodies.
Yes.
God had made a way out of no way.
Oh, yes.
Come on now.
Mm-mm. All you got to do is trust in God.
Trust him.
Make a resolve that I'm going to do his will.
Yes.
And then be determined I'm going to hold fast.
Hold fast.
And then right in the midst of it all,
yes,
you'll find rest.
Yes.
But you can't stand on sinking sand.
Cannot.
You got to have a relationship.
Yes.
One that's strong enough
yes.
to withstand the tide.
Come on there. Mm-hmm. Did I have one?
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
So I'm going to just close with the words of a song here. Then my soul. I don't know about your soul.
My soul.
Yeah.
I can't speak for you, but my soul has been anchored.
Yes.
In the Lord.
Yes.
Though the storms keep on raging in my life. Are you going through anything this morning? Do you go through anything? Anybody got any problems that they're going through? Some folks think their problem is bigger than somebody else's. But, and sometimes it's hard to tell the night from day.
Yes.
But still that hope that lies within is reassured that I keep my eyes upon the distant shore.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
I know that he'll lead me safely to that blessed place that he has prepared.
Yes.
But if the storms don't cease,
if
they don't cease,
and if the winds keep on blowing in your life,
Jesus.
Keep your soul anchored in the Lord and hold steadfast and be determined that I'm going to go through it all.
Yes.
Songwriter says, I realize that sometimes in this life, we're going to be tossed by the waves and the currents that seem so fierce.
Yes.
But in the Word of God, I got an anchor. And it keeps me steadfast and unmovable despite the tides.
Yes.
But if the storms
don't
cease,
yes.
And just in case the winds they keep on blowing in your life,
yes.
But my soul,
my soul
has been anchored
in the Lord.
In the Lord. I can't speak about your soul, but my soul is anchored in the Lord. So when the storm comes my way, I'm going to stand still. And even if I get knocked down, get back up, because my soul is anchored in the Lord. I don't have to worry about what this world can do to me, because my soul is anchored in the Lord. So when the storms start beating at your door, don't you worry about it. Just hold on to God's unchanging
gifts.
Pillars may roll, the breakers may dash, I should not sway, because he holds me fast. Hallelujah. So dark day clouds in the sky, I know it's all right.
All right.
Because Jesus is mine. My soul is anchored in the Lord. My soul is anchored in the Lord. When I feel pain, when things don't go my way, I just hold on to God. Unchanging hands, because my soul
anchored.
Yes, sir.
Thank you.
Oh, yes, sir.
In the Lord.
Thank you, Father.
He'll hold me.
Yes.
When I can't see my way.
Yes.
When I don't know which way to turn, he'll hold me up, because my soul
is anchored.
In the Lord.
Yes, sir, God.
I'm standing
on
solid rock.
Yes.
I'm not trying to stand.
No.
On sinking sand. I'm standing on the rock. You can't stay on sinking sand. And don't try to wait to get on the solid rock. Get on the solid rock now. So that when the storm comes, if that hits you already, but when it comes, you're already on the solid rock. Hallelujah. My soul is anchored in the Lord. Mine stayed on Jesus. A new determination.
Yes.
I'm going to walk differently.
Yes. Hallelujah.
I might have been doing good already, but I'm going to do better. And I'm going to keep right on doing better till I do my best. Because God is worth it.
My best.
Hallelujah.